Every summer, when Border Sense's literary journal releases its latest volume of work, it's always so exciting to hear and see what's been harvested in the way of literary and visual art. And we're on the leading edge now of Volume 19. That means that Border Sense's is calling for submissions. So this is a perfect time for interested writers and artists to become a part of certainly one of the finest literary journals in the area. With me are Robin Schofield, who is the poetry editor for Border Sense's, and Selfa Chu, who is the editor for the Spanish language content. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica.
Looking forward to another exciting experience between now and summertime. Are you both volunteers with the Border Sense's?
Yes.
And can you tell me, what are the genres that are represented in Border Sense's?
We have narrative, poetry, reviews, but we also publish art, graphic art, design, prints.
Photographs also. Yeah, and the visual art is a fairly new addition to Border Sense's, isn't it?
No, not really.
Really?
But no,
no.
We have been.
The color is a new addition.
Ah.
Color.
Okay. Yeah. I knew something seemed new within the last maybe couple of volumes that came about. And how are submissions last year? Were you both involved with it last year?
Yes, we were.
Has it been growing every single year over the span of 19 volumes?
We have been growing up because we have extended acceptance of submissions to other geographical areas than Borderlands. Whereas before we only accepted writers from the Borderlands in this area, now we're accepting contributions from Israel, from Spain, from Colombia, from other regions.
Oh, you mean really expanded?
That's right.
Because I do know things tend to begin local, they go regional, then they'll go beyond. But wow, you've really gone global. That's fascinating.
But we still want to feature local artists as well.
Ah, all right. Is there a formula for that, a certain percentage perhaps, or you just use your best judgment?
It's kind of a judgment call, but I think there's technically a formula for it.
Mm.
I think it's 20% or something.
At least.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Local artists. And how many languages do you accept?
Well, we have published in Portuguese, English, Spanish, and also translation from Cantonese, for example, or French to English.
And do you run the original language and the English translation, or?
In the case of Spanish and English, yes, we do. I think we have also published Portuguese and then the translation to English. But usually we have that range, English and Spanish. In Spanglish, of course.
Spanglish. Yes, we're very good at Spanglish. It's become an art form in itself. Now, bordersenses.com is simple enough to recall, and that is really how you do business. You connect with the world through the website. Can you give us the parameters, the limitations, the number of lines or pages or some of the guidelines?
Poetry is supposed to be 65 lines or less. And fiction, I think, is 2,500 words, and the same for nonfiction.
Yes, it is the same.
And I think the same for book reviews.
It is.
Yes.
How often do you feel that someone has submitted, perhaps for the first time, and they really just don't quite understand the guidelines? Maybe they're single-spaced or one of those fancy unreadable fonts that make people, editors, nuts. Do you see that very much, or are you getting a pretty practiced?
Yes, we see
you're
that.
Still seeing some of it?
Yes.
Okay, that's one more good reason to go to bordersenses.com. Does the website tutor people a little bit in exactly how to do that?
They just have to follow the directions.
Okay, now is someone automatically eliminated if they haven't followed the directions?
No, not in the case of Spanish language submissions. I do tend to be in contact with the writers and explain to them what they need to do in order to qualify for.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. Because that's a kind of service that if someone just doesn't understand the importance of format, when someone will take the time to call you back and tutor you a little bit, it can make a huge difference. How about in poetry?
It depends on how egregious it is.
You're going to be tough, are you?
Yeah, we got a big package from somebody one time.
And contained
a lot.
Too much, more than, so there's a limit on how many poems you can
yes,
also submit?
Yes, you can only submit two poems.
Ah, okay, thus
or
the
two,
large
two
package
of
being egregious. Yes, I get that. The deadline for submittals is March the 31st, so we have plenty of time still for people to get their things together. Can we submit previously published pieces, or does it have to be unpublished?
We prefer unpublished, but we will accept published.
All right. If it's been published previously, should the entrant provide information on when and where it was published?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then what's the time frame after March 31st? Do you curl up in a corner with your packets and don't come out until it's done? And when is that?
We usually have acceptance letters by July. That's when we start submitting the acceptance letters. And okay. Then the publication will be released in August.
Now, I know that there have been some nice release events at the Percolator downtown for Border Senses where people actually read from the book, and it's really a lovely event. You're planning the same type of thing this year?
Yes.
Definitely. Every year we're going to have a party for everyone to attend and to read their texts and show also their artwork. So it's a very exciting event that we are not going to miss.
It's a very special opportunity also to rub elbows with other writers and just share the experience and mentor one another. So I want to thank my guest today, Robin Schofield, poetry editor, and Selfa Chu, who is the editor for Spanish language content of the Border Senses Literary Journal, which is currently taking submittals for Volume 19. The deadline to submit is March the 31st. It's a simple process of going to bordersenses.com where you can get all the guidelines and you'll be walked through it. I believe you can email them through the website if you have questions. And then the volume would be released in late summer of 2013. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.